good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our Alan Schar Talk. You know, with the times that we're in right now, the importance of information, accurate information, a place you can trust to understand what's going on, to make decisions. $406,452 amazing dollars, Alan, in our lockbox as we head toward the June fund drive. That's at least a vote of confidence for what we're doing.
Well, David, we have a little less than a month now to get this thing done. We know that some very, very tough decisions have to be made on everybody's part about what they will support and what they won't. Look, there are many, many people who are out of work, they can't. But on the other hand, there's 500,000 people, we understand, that listen to WAMC every month, and therefore there should be enough to get us through this thing. Now, yesterday was quite a day. We all together pitched in and came up with about $70,000, which is really a lot of money. We are going to have to replicate that virtually every day to get where we're going. Now, when we get to that million, no matter where we are, if we get there early, we'll stop. That's it. We're not going further than what we need, and we need to keep going. This is a tough time for WAMC. I'm not going to lie. Just like every other venue, our Linda is closed and has been, and that's going to cost a lot of money. The underwriting that goes on at WAMC is less than it was. There are some venues that are out of business, and we know that. So we are doing our best to keep up with it. Now, with the help of our wonderful supporters, we did very well the other day, and we will continue to do well because everybody is counting on this radio station to do what needs to be done. David, we have the most wonderful audience in the world, and everybody understands that the only way we're going to get through this is if everybody does a little something. Who can? There are those who can't. We understand that. There are those who can, and we are counting on everybody to do something. At WAMC.org, that's the preferred way. 9 o'clock, we'll have a couple of people to answer phones. But in the meantime, you go to WAMC.org and do it that way. That's great. If you can't, you'll do it on the phone at 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Or stick a check in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. We love you. We trust you. We know we're going to keep this thing going.
Thank you. Well, let's go to the news, Alan. President Donald Trump from the Washington Post cheers on governors as they ignore White House guidelines and race to reopen. A slew of states have pushed forward with relaxing social distancing guidelines despite their failure to achieve benchmarks set by the administration.
Well, this president just has been reprehensible in the way he has handled this thing. At the beginning, it was a Democratic plot. Okay, you get over that. And he said there'd be maybe 15 cases in the United States. And now look at what we have. We have this incredible epidemic. His own people are saying that his estimate of 100,000 deaths is too low. And we can't do that because it's going to be much more than that. Look, these are real, live, wonderful people who are dying right now. We have a president who's playing games because he wants to, quote, open up the economy so that we are in a place where people will be at risk. And the experts are telling us that it's too early. Everybody wants to get back to work, but it's a mistake, so say the experts, because if you do that, you have created a mess in which people are going to die as a result of being in close proximity to others. You need to keep this kind of social distancing and everything going, and we have a president who is so interested in his own advancement that instead of telling the truth, he tells something that is not true, and his own people are saying so.
Well, and the issue, of course, that we're talking about, even in New York, as Governor Cuomo yesterday announced that New York will begin to open on a regional basis. He says none of the areas yet meet the criteria and the benchmarks that you need to reopen. But certainly with such a diverse state as New York, with the dense population of New York City and the rural areas of upstate, he's handling it that way. But everyone's afraid of course, reigniting the virus in the second wave.
That's right, David. And the real experts are warning that a second wave is entirely possible. You go back in history, you know that with the so-called, and I say so-called, Spanish flu of 1917 or 1918, we find that there was a second wave. At least that's what I've been reading. So we can expect that as the summer comes on, as people get out, as they refuse to practice the kinds of social distancing and other things we need, that this could happen again. And if we don't figure out how to properly keep our distance until we have a cure, we're in for big trouble.
Well, and the trouble will continue most likely through the election. I'm seeing a story, Alan, here. 85,000 voters could be removed from Florida rolls. A top Florida election official testified in federal court on Monday that as many as 85,000 voters might be eligible to cast ballots in the battleground state, but it could take years for the state to figure out who should be removed from the voting rolls.
Well, there are those people who think that the elections in Florida have been a mess all along, that we have come to a point where presidential elections would be different. We saw it with Al Gore. We have seen it again and again in which Florida is not being receptive to everybody voting. And that is something that is a real problem because it can shift the way in which the outcome of a presidential election occurs. It's awful. And, you know, we practice peaceful transference of power in this country. It's always been something that identifies what we do. And yet we find that these are the kinds of things that are creating an unbalanced system in which people who should be voting are not allowed to.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Well, it's our station. WAMC.org is how to help.
David, it's the only way we can do it. If everybody decides they're going to do something, even just a little something, we'll be done in no time. WAMC.org. Let's go, everybody. Let's make us whole.